Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for.
What do you mean $1.10 is too much for scrambled eggs and chili? You know what I would get if I served the same dish in L.A.?
Tarred and feathered.
$1.10. Oh, now this piece of junk is jammed again.
Why don't you wave the chili under it? That'll open anything.
Thanks a lot, Flo.
I overslept.
Oh,
is Mel in a good mood?
This rotten, stinking, no good garbage heap.
Better than yesterday.
Oh, that was the busiest breakfast we've had in weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, Mel, where'd you buy that shirt?
I didn't buy it.
You must have. Nobody'd give you that as a present.
Okay, Vera, come on now. It's time to set the tables for lunch.
Vera?
All right, now, Mel, you just cut it out. You've been picking on her all morning.
I haven't?
Yes. Come on, Tula, you rest. I'll sweep up. Mel, get her a cup of coffee, eh?
Two sugars, please.
Fill this bag with tens and twenties. Hey, listen to this. Fill this bag with tens and twenties. Don't make any false moves. I have a gun. I just found this on the floor.
Let's see that. Fill this bag with tens and twenties. Don't make any false moves. I have a gun.
Gee, you read that so much better than I did.
You found this on the floor?
What do you make of it?
Somebody must have dropped it.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
Obviously, this was dropped by somebody who was in here this morning eating breakfast.
Well, whoever it was, is out of luck. Because I'm not going to fill up a bag with tens and twenties.
Mel, if this note was meant for you, it would say nickels and dimes.
Come on. I think this is a hold-up note meant for the bank.
Oh, stop making a big federal case out of it.
Well, robbing a bank is a federal case. Any strange people in here this morning? Any weirdos?
Just our regular customers.
Well, none of our regular customers would rob a bank.
After reading here, they're capable of anything. Any strangers?
Well, yeah, there was one strange guy. He kept looking at his plate and talking to himself.
What'd he say?
I must be nuts to eat this.
That's funny, Flo.
He wasn't laughing either. Honey, there was a mob in here this morning. A lot of people I never saw before.
Well, one of them is a bank robber.
All right, enough of this. Who cares about the bank? Let's get these tables cleaned up in time for lunch.
I'm calling the sheriff.
Don't call the sheriff.
Hello, operator, get me the sheriff. This is an emergency.
Cleaning these tables for lunch. That's an emergency.
Hello, Sheriff. Listen, I'm calling to report a possible bank robbery.
Anything happening?
No, not yet.
I knew it. I told Alice not to call.
Uh-oh.
Well,
what is it happening? Where?
In front of the bank. Look at the bill. Don't that belong?
If her sweater was any tighter, she'd have to butter herself to get it on.
Everything all right?
What? Yes, could I have another cup of coffee?
Sure thing. Your cup is full.
Oh. Could I have another cup of coffee? What are all the cops doing here?
They're staking out the bank across the street.
Oh, I like coffee. It calms my nerves.
I sure hope you're not a brain surgeon.
Hey, Miss Rivera!
¿Cómo está? Oh, buenas tardes.
Buenos días to you too, Miss Rivera. Sit right down there. Hey, Miss Rivera. Cuando el bambino arrivo?
que cuando viene el niño en dos semanas. Sí, dos semanas.
Dos semanas.
Sí.
Hey, Alice.
Yeah.
Miss Rivera's getting ready to hatch in dos semanas.
Oh, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Oh, that's just wonderful. Oh, us J underful way.
5 to 3.
What would you like to eat, Miss Rivera?
Huevos con helado. Huevos con helado.
Eggs and ice cream?
Huevos con helado, sí.
Well, what the hell? In your condition, nothing can hurt you. Hey, Neil.
Yeah?
One order of eggs a la mode.
So you're Alice?
No, I'm Fay Wray.
Didn't I notice the way you've been admiring me? And I like your taste.
Yeah, what a break for me, huh?
Don't fight it. I've been put on a pedestal before.
Yeah, I'm sure the pigeons loved you.
Let's face it, men like me don't grow on trees.
No, they don't, but they swing from them.
Oh, yeah. I love a spunky dame. Yeah, you know what? This is going to be the beginning of something beautiful.
Oh, yeah? Don't count on it.
Boy, is he coming on strong. Listen, forget about the long arm of the law. Just watch out for them quick little hands.
If he tries that again, he'll be playing taps for his trigger finger.
I'll see you later, Mel.
Hey, where you guys going?
Well, it's 3:00. The bank's closing. No use hanging around. No one's robbing it today.
You satisfied, Alice?
See you later. Next time you find a note, sugar, it's gonna be from me.
Well, I'm very flattered. You're gonna learn to write just for that?
Oh, that's great, Alice. Just great.
What?
They sit at my best table. They sit there for 3 hours, then they stiff me on the bill. I want to personally thank you for that, Alice. What are you going to come up with next?
What can I get you, buddy? Anything else?
Yeah, your money. This.
This is a stick-up. No, nobody move.
Are you nuts? I mean, why me? I just have a stinking little diner here. I mean, there's a bank across the street.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to rob the bank, and I would have, but somebody tipped off the cops.
Thanks again, Alice.
Now, look, I don't want to hurt anybody.
I'm with you, mister. What's going on? Vera, honey, this is a stick-up.
Alice was right. Congratulations.
We're the ones being held up, Vera.
Well, you were almost right. Oh, this is exciting.
I said nobody move. Didn't you hear me? What's that? What's she doing?
I'm El Niño. El Niño. Yeah, El Niño. The baby, it comes. She's having a baby.
You'll tell her to stop.
I think all that coffee must have softened your brain.
This is your fault, too, Alice.
Me? I never even dated her.
I've come to rob you here, and I'm here to rob you with a gun. I have a gun. You better listen to me.
You can't have the baby here. This is the diner.
The jury's still out on that.
I can't believe this day.
She asked me if you can burn the gun to stop you for 2 weeks.
Gotta get her into Mel's office.
Now, come back here. I just want the money in that register, and then I'll leave.
Ooh, shouldn't we call an ambulance?
Yes.
No ambulance, no calls. Not until I get my money.
How would you feel if you were having a baby?
Who is she? Hey, Hey, you got another telephone in here besides the one on the wall, huh?
No, just the one on the wall.
Oh, Mel, you're so forgetful. There's another phone right in your office. That's the only one we've got.
You go get the other phone, cut the wires, and bring it here to me. Move it!
The joke's on him. If I cut the wires and then bring him the phone, it won't work anyway.
Okay, you person, you go open the register.
Hey, why don't you go while the going is good?
No, for crying out loud, will you open the register?
Oh, you're batting a thousand, Alice.
Open it!
Open it!
This is dumb! You know how much I'm making a day?
No. Why don't you open it and let's find out?
It's stuck.
It's stuck. Oh, I can't do anything right. This is my first robbery, and I mess it up.
Sir.
Walter.
Walter. Don't you think, Walter, that this has gone far enough? We have here a broken cash register. We have in the back room a pregnant lady, hopefully giving birth.
My mother was right. She said, Walter, you are a failure at everything. I could never keep a job. I went through the entire course to become a fireman, and then I found out I was afraid of heights. I can't even drive a car. I was going to make my getaway on a bus.
All the more reason why you should call this off, huh? Walter, why don't you go? We won't say anything. Look.
Do you know that I once stepped on a pigeon? Do you know how hard it is to step on a pigeon?
Not if it's a slow pigeon.
No, it's not the pigeons, it's me. I'm a failure at everything.
Listen, I had to use the pen knife. I tried to stay in my
place. Drop it! I said to drop it! I don't believe her.
Give me that.
Mrs. Rivera's pains are 6 minutes apart.
Mel, you gotta boil water. Vera, get clean linen.
Clean linen and mail? You gotta be kidding.
Stop! Now, I want that lousy register to open.
Once it's stuck, the only way you can open it up is with TNT. Mm.
Oh, Mel, why don't you use the hammer to open it, like you did before?
Okay, Mel. You do what she says, huh? Use the hammer. It's that cop. Okay. You get rid of him. You look very busy, and you stand over here and look very pretty.
Hi.
Hi, darling. Close early, huh?
Yeah. The Board of Health finally caught up with us.
I won't be but a minute, no?
Take your time, Bertha. Take your time. Sweetie
pie, I decided to give you just one more chance with me. Now, before you start saying, well, maybe I can, maybe I can, all
How
that.
How about tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I knew you dug me. Just couldn't help yourself, huh?
Must have been your animal magnetism, huh?
Well, I'll see you tonight.
Well, what's the rush, big boy?
Easy, settle down. Try to control yourself till tonight.
You forgot something.
I forgot?
Yep.
I forget?
My address. Don't you want my address?
Oh, I feel so dumb.
Well, I'll write it down for you.
Oh, you really are hot to trot, ain't you?
Now, don't lose it.
I won't.
Don't put it in there. I mean, you better look it over. I have a terrible handwriting.
Don't you worry about it, darling.
I wish you'd look at it. I'd make sure because my handwriting...
Relax. I won't disappoint you. Mr. Magic's gonna be there. Know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, okay, shut the door. Lock it, lock it, lock it.
Mrs. Rivera's pains are coming quicker.
Walter, we have to call an ambulance. Please.
Okay, okay, one call. And then I get the hammer and the money and I'm gone. Get over there, hurry up.
Operator!
Hey, no funny talk!
This is an emergency. Get me Barnett Hospital.
Take it easy, pal. You're waving that gun. Your hand is shaking.
You'd be shaking too, mister, if you drank 14 cups of coffee.
You really should try decaffeinated.
Listen, this is no diner. We have a lady here who's ready to deliver. I know you didn't order lunch. She's having a baby. Would you please send an ambulance right away? Yes, you know where it is. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, Walter.
Get over there. Okay. Huh? This is it?
I told you I didn't have too much money.
All right. We know you're in there. Come out with your hands up.
Oh, no.
The place is surrounded. You don't have a chance.
What'll I do now?
Walter, why don't you give yourself up before somebody gets hurt?
Maybe you're right. Nothing left to do.
Oh, sure, there he is. You could ask for a car and a hostage. It always works in the movies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hell, I can't even drive.
Mrs. Rivera?
Oh, I don't think you should take her as your hostage. She'd only slow you down.
She's having the baby!
Walter, we have to let the cops in.
No!
We have to get her to a hospital.
We sure do. The baby's feet are coming out first.
Oh, my God, that means it's a breech baby.
How do you know that?
The fireman's course. They taught me all that stuff.
Then you have to go and help her.
Me?
You have to. You're the only person who knows how.
Oh!
Hurry, Walter, please.
No, you'll let the cops in.
I won't. I swear to you, Walter. I won't. I swear it.
But I never...
Try.
Oh!
This is your last chance.
Yeah, I slipped him the note, you know.
Good.
No, Mel, you can't. I promised.
You promised? I didn't.
Ooh, if you're going to open that door, it's going to have to be over my dead body.
Don't test me.
Get out of my way, you banana.
Mel, Alice is right.
What's the matter with you two wackos? There's a guy back there trying to hold me up.
Oh, at least wait until he delivers the baby.
If you are not out in 1 minute, we're going to use tear gas.
You hear that? Tear gas. You know what this place will smell like with tear gas?
Well, it can only be an improvement.
The baby's fine.
Oh, you did it. Oh, Walter, are you okay?
Yeah.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Oh, come on, Vera.
Oh.
Oh, Walter, you should be very proud of yourself.
Well, I just...
Walter, your mother was wrong. You're not a failure. You just did one of the greatest things that a person can do. You brought a human life into the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
We're coming in after you.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah?
I'm really sorry. Here.
What's good?
Oh, and I won't be needing this anymore.
Oh.
All right. We'll give you 10 seconds.
You know something? I can face anything now. Because I'm a somebody, huh?
Hey, Walter, this is a toy gun.
Oh, yeah, I know. I didn't want to hurt anybody.
All right, get him.
offices, does he look like a crook?
Hey, I'm Mel. I own this joint.
That alone can get you 5 to 10.
It's me you want.
Okay, now, don't worry, Walter. We'll all testify for you.
Hey, thanks, Alice. Hey, thanks for everything.
All right, get him out of here.
Bye.
Oh, Alice, what a day. We had a robbery. We had a baby at Mel's. Oh, it was so exciting. I almost feel like I'm the father.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
You know Mel?
What?
That's possible. The baby looks a lot like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bald and chubby.
Bum, bum, bum.